Well, hello, audio boo. This is Peggy, July 3rd, my audio mo. I don't know how I'm going to think of stuff to talk about all month, but I was thinking about apps on my iPhone, so I thought I'd talk a little bit about some of the apps that I have that I like. When I first got my iPhone, I thought, well, you know, I'm not going to get into the App Store and stuff. That's stupid, you know. I don't want to do that. Why would I want apps? And then I thought, well, maybe there'll be a couple. I wonder if there's apps that tell about the sun and the moon, because I've always been interested in, like, sunrise and sunset and the different phases of the moon and when the moon is doing what. And you know, I know there are websites, but I'd always forget to go to them, or, you know, to actually have to go to the website, you know, it's just a pain. So I thought, well, this App Store thing, let me see if I can find stuff about that. And sure enough, there were apps that, you know, and with the phone location services on, you know, I could find out exactly, you know, when daylight started and the sun rose and set and when twilight ended and the different phases of the moon and stuff. And I said, oh, this is pretty cool. You know, and I have several different apps that do things like that, because each of them has a little bit of different focus. And so I have a few of those. And I really like to learn about the weather, too. So, as those of you who know who follow me on Twitter, every day when I come out of work or every day about the same time, you know, when it's convenient, I tweet the conditions, our local weather conditions. And it's interesting because I've learned a lot about our weather here just by looking. You know, like I never really thought, I mean, it's the wind is either blowing or it's not, but I never thought about whether it's a north wind or a south wind, and just realizing what the different winds do and what our humidity is in comparison to other parts of the country and how we're really pretty dry, you know. We have a different kind of heat, and it's just really interesting to learn what's happening, you know, with our weather. And to understand it better than I used to.
Pause recording. Pause recording. Pause recording.
Where am I?
2, 6.
Oh, okay. I've got a little bit of time. and let's see. What other apps do I... Of course, I have the typical, you know, adaptive type apps. Like, I love TapTapC. I have a color identifier, you know, actual physical color identifier machine that identifies color, but it just identifies what you actually put it on, you know, so you don't get a complete picture. And even a lot of the color identifier apps, you know, it seems to kind of get the type of color depending on light and stuff. But with TapTapC, I'm learning so much more about how my shirt, you know, I didn't know I had so many striped shirts, you know, because whatever I would put the color identifier on would always just say the color. And so it's kind of nice to hear it described and, oh, that's a pattern. Oh, that has floral print or whatever. And it's just really cool to get some of that description. And, you know, of course, all the apps where you can type in Braille on the iPhone and of course, all the Twitter and Facebook apps where I can stay connected during the day at work. I can go out on break and find out what people have been up to. And maybe if I have something to share about my day, I can share that. And it's just really cool. I'll have to maybe share a little bit more about my entertainment apps. I'm not...
Pause recording.
Where am I?
0:20.
Oh, I'm not a real big game person, but I'll have to talk that on another recording because this is about ready to end. So you guys all have a wonderful evening, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
0:06. 0:05.
Whoa, stop.
0:02. Pause recording.